Well, a humanitarian crisis in Myanmar. The UN has once again drawn attention to one of the world's most serious tragedies, the plight of the Rohingya Muslims, a tragedy that has been largely ignored by the international community and the government in Myanmar. Here's more.
Starving, homeless, and terrorized. That's how thousands of Rohingya Muslims are living in western Myanmar. But the world is just beginning to wake up to the scale of the problem. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos, who visited Rakhine on Wednesday, says Rohingya Muslims are living in dire conditions. She's calling on the government to improve their living situation. Amos says people have been packed into overcrowded, unsanitary camps, and the UN isn't able to get in to help them. According to the world body, some 11,500 people are living in the slum-like encampments, which are short on food and medical care, and surrounded by Buddhist populations that restrict their movement.
The situation is still very bad, and people who have suffered during the violence of June and October are living in the overcrowded camps. They are starving, they are suffering from different diseases. Children are getting pneumonia, cold, jaundice, cholera, and typhoid.
For decades, Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims have been persecuted by the country's Buddhist majority simply because of their faith and their ethnic identity. They have been stripped of their citizenship and called outsiders, despite their centuries-old roots in Rakhine. Myanmar's military often targeted the minority group with tactics such as rape, arson, shootings, bombings, and the such. But the situation worsened earlier this year with two outbreaks of ethnic violence in June and October. Hundreds of people were killed. The violence also set off a mass fleeing of homes that some human rights groups have condemned as ethnic cleansing.
Well, for more insight on that story, we're joined by Mr. Masood Shajadeh. He is head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joining us on the line from London. Sir, welcome to the program. How come there's no hard and tangible action being done to find a solution for the Rohingyas?
Well, there's really no political will. What is you're seeing, even the recent sort of statement from the UN, is dealing with the plight of the refugees, and it's not addressing the real issue. The real issue here is the fact that the Rohingya Muslims are being denied their citizenship. And therefore, by denying their citizenship and saying that they do not belong, they are really being prepared for ethnic cleansing and genocide. And, you know, all the international community is doing is just addressing the issue of the refugees for many, many years. I mean, refugees are the result of this policy. This policy needs to be attacked. Even when we had Obama going to Myanmar, his statement was really almost, one could say, was so mellow that actually legitimized the ethnic cleansing. He just talked about people should live next to one another and happily with one another. The reality is that both the juntas and the pro-democracy movement have identified these Rohingya Muslims as not citizens and therefore need to be removed from Myanmar. And the only way you could remove that size of people is either by ethnic cleansing or genocide, and we are seeing the preparation, and indeed we have seen the elements of those acts of genocide and ethnic cleansing. And until the international community sort of wakes up and admits that what is going on, they're not going to be able to address the issue and the problem.
Many thanks, Mr. Masood Shajadeh from London.